This is episode 331 on the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How you doing, my friend? Welcome back to the Flip Empire Show. If you are joining us for the first time, first and foremost, thank you. I really, really appreciate you tuning in to this particular episode, and I encourage you to stick through it and then really plug in to previous episodes. You know, we're 331 episodes here, so if there's any type of content you are searching for or, you know, looking to just want to listen in, want to learn, want to implement, anything you want to implement in your business, please plug in, go to flipempire.com, use the search bar. I encourage you and challenge you to just plug anything in there, and chances are we have covered it in some way, shape, or form. And if there's anything you want me to go deeper on in the future, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. You can always use the Ask Alex link on flipempire.com. And fire away, send me your questions because I want to feature them here on upcoming episodes. I want to answer your questions. I want to serve you at a higher level. And so with that being said, I want to carry on the conversation about what I was, you know, the content that I shared on episode 329 about six scientifically proven principles when it comes to persuasion, okay? And if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to that, I want you to go ahead and listen to this episode and then make sure that you plug in on iTunes, episode 329, or you can just go to flipempire.com/episode329. And listen to that, because I covered the six scientifically proven principles on persuasion. And one of the things that really came out of that video when our acquisitions manager presented it to our team was, guys, there are ethical and costless things that we can, with the snap of a finger, implement into our business that can really significantly move the needle. And the same thing applies to your life. And so if you already heard episode 329, you know that I challenged you at the end. I said, think about what are some ethical and costless ideas that you can implement in your business that can just have an immediate, massive impact. And I just want to take this particular episode and I want to share with you some of the things that our team came up with. Now, we have the type of culture here in our operation where I encourage ideas. You don't want to, as a leader, you never want to solicit feedback and get people to contribute ideas and then shoot them down. So there's no such thing as a bad idea. This is like Google here, where, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen Google HQ, but they have like all these like chalkboards, whiteboards, and people just write ideas down, right? So you want to foster that within your organization, within your company. You always want people to figure out how they can improve their role. You want people coming to the table with ideas. With whenever somebody comes to me with a challenge, they know that they have to present at least one solution, if not two or three. Okay, so you want to really foster and encourage that within your team members. And we had, I don't know, I'm looking down the list here. We probably have 30 or so bullet points. So I'm just going to kind of randomly look at this list. I haven't prepped as far as figuring out what I want to share with you. And I kind of prefer to just do this improv and just look through this email that was sent out to the company as far as all of the ideas. So we had, on the heels of that, we scheduled a 1-hour team meeting. And the idea was for everybody to just present at least 1 to 3 ethical and costless ideas that we can implement. And most of us had multiple things that we put. So I want to just kind of highlight a few of them here. Now, keep in mind, some of these do cost a little bit of money. But again, I didn't want to shoot those down. They were still really good ideas. Many of these things were not going to, most of these things, let me modify that. Most of these things we are not going to be able to implement, at least anytime soon. So we're going to airlock a lot of these for the future. You know, we have an idea bank in Evernote and in another system where we just store ideas. And when our quarterlies come around and we discuss opportunities, we look at that and we say, okay, well, based on where we're at now, based on where we're going, where we want to go, what do we want to pull out from here that can help us that can bridge the gap between where we are and where we want to go, our goals, right? So anytime that you guys come up with ideas, especially if you're a visionary, if you're listening to this, you could be a visionary, you could be an implementer or a combination. You wanna free up some mental equity and some mental space. So whenever you have ideas, have an idea bank or a reservoir, somewhere where you can just take what's in your head and put it on paper. And it's amazing what that simple exercise will do. It will free you up from just clogging your mind space with all the different things that go on in your head. And you, again, you just want to be able to document those. So having said that, let's see here. Let me kind of just, and by the way, so the way that I'd like to approach this particular episode, because it's not interactive and I'm here behind a mic, you're listening to this at some point in the future. I'm just going to go through these. Some I'll elaborate on, or maybe what I'll do is I'll just kind of recap maybe the top. I don't even want to say top 10 because, again, I'm just kind of scanning through this list and just picking some out. And then some I'm sure I'll do a little bit of a deeper dive on. And so let's get going here. Okay. These are ideas that our team presented as far as ethical and costless that we can implement that we're not currently doing. All right. So number one, let me see, marketing our properties and or services on Facebook Marketplace. Okay. So Facebook has a marketplace. We have never considered marketing our deals on there. And so that was an idea. Marketing our properties and or services in real estate investing Facebook groups. Okay. So a lot of social media type suggestions came up here, and that's an area that we can really improve in. So marketing our properties and or services in real estate investing Facebook groups. Another idea is you can even consider contacting the admin of a Facebook group that has already built up the audience, maybe offer to buy it. That's an idea. So let me see here. You want to send out themed direct mail around the holidays, you know, so Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, Halloween, 4th of July, all these different holidays. Think about in your marketing how you can make it more themed. Whenever you contract vacant houses, or if you own vacant houses and you're doing a rehab on it, put a bandit sign in the yard. You know, we buy houses. That's going to produce free leads. Okay, it's a vacant house. Oftentimes, people will call. They'll think that it's about that property. That single phone call can turn into an opportunity, all right? Because remember, whenever you connect with people, it's one of four things. They have a property to sell. They're looking for a property to buy. They know of somebody that has one to sell or one to buy, or they're potentially a lender, okay? So always, whenever you connect with people, think of those four things. What else here? Let me continue to go down the line. Calling all homeowners we've closed deals with, offering a special promotion to refer us leads. You know, it could be a flat screen TV, or you can enter them into a drawing. It could be a cruise, a vacation. So that's an idea. Let me see here. One of the things that we recently implemented that we didn't do is when we market our deals is have a submit offer button. And that goes to a simple Podio web form where they can put in their name, their contact information, the property address, and the terms of their offer. You know, the purchase price, their deposit, closing date, etc. So that's something we recently implemented that was pretty quick. What else? Let me see here. When we close a deal and collect a testimonial, ask for feedback. What did you like? What did you not like? What can we do better? How can we serve you better? You know, asking for a referral. Do you know anybody else that could benefit from working with us, etc.? Let me see here. Having our virtual assistant search our hot leads in Podio and then search Facebook and social media to see if we can connect with them through another platform. You know, and even if it's just to say, hey, we're thinking about you. If you need anything, let us know. Or just kind of touching base and establishing communication via social media. What else? Let me go down the line here. I heard that Rebo Gateway has an empty nesters list. We have not tested that, but we are, it's on the list here. Let me see. Okay, let me just go down the line here. Again, social media has popping up here. Going after properties on the MLS, auction properties, that's something we're not really actively doing, at least on a consistent basis. We're more direct to seller, but that's something that's on our radar. Surveying our buyers to find out more about them, hosting happy hours for our buyers and for our investors, taking taking a top buyer out to lunch or out to coffee once a week. So just essentially engaging with our buyers more, getting to know them on a deeper level, maybe even a loyalty program for repeat buyers. And let me see here. You know, so think about, you know, whenever you purchase three properties from us within X amount of time, you get $5,000 off the next deal. You know, again, these are just ideas. You might think these are horrible. You might get a spinoff idea from some of these. So I'm hoping that this is kind of stirring the pot inside of your head as to what you can do in your business. That's really the goal here. Even if you can just implement one of these things that can make an impact, it's well worth it, right? So we need to implement a better referral system with our sellers, especially the ones that we've closed deals with. I kind of touched on that. And look, there's a bunch of other things here, but the thought here was to just start planting some seeds with you. Maybe I even shared something that you like. And if you did, pick one of those things and put it to action, right? And then let me know how it works in your business. And as we continue to test things, I will obviously bring that here to you on the podcast. So guys, that is what I have planned for today's episode. Again, if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to episode 329, all you got to do is go to iTunes, search for 329 or flipempire.com/episode329. Just one quick ask. If you enjoy the show, if you've gotten anything out of this, this show is absolutely free. Yet the only thing I ask for is to subscribe to the podcast and share this podcast with your network, with your audience, with your friends, your family, anybody you think can benefit from this information. Be a go-giver. You know, pass this information along. And if you're not getting any value, I want to hear what I can do to pour more of my heart and soul into this podcast so that you can benefit from it, because that is the ultimate goal. And you know, on the heels of that being my ultimate goal, I've talked about in the past on some episodes how I'm so thrilled and pumped that I'm going to be joining forces with Steve Cavanaugh, and just such a successful investor, great person, lifestyle entrepreneur, and we've come together and we're leading a group of high level people that not just want more out of their business and want to make more money, but want more out of life. And want to impact and want to serve and want more fulfillment and happiness. And so we have launched a hybrid. It's a hybrid between a coaching program, a one-on-one coaching program, and a mastermind. Yeah. And it's not just focused on the X's and O's of real estate, but again, it's about life. It's about business, entrepreneurship, lifestyle, impact, legacy. So if that is something that piques your interest and you want to connect and see if it's a fit, find out more about it and, you know, me find out more about you and your goals, what you're looking to accomplish. For now, just shoot me an email. Very simple, alex@flipempire.com. In the subject line, put interested in all caps, and we'll schedule a time to connect and, you know, just talk about it. Super, super informal, no pressure at all. It's just, you know, here's what we're doing. We have almost half the group is filled right now. So we are limiting this to a maximum of 30 people. And we're just thrilled and super grateful that God has put, you know, these people in our lives so far, and that we're going to have an opportunity to not just lead them, but for the group to help them in their business and in their life as well. So very unique hybrid program that we have just launched. And so again, if you want to hear more about that, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, put interested in the subject line. And that is what I have for you today. Have an amazing day. Remember, no matter what is going on in your life, progress. Keep going forward. Just keep improve. Your goal should always be to wake up today better than you were yesterday and strive to be better tomorrow than you are today. Okay, so that's what I got for you. Appreciate you, love you, and we will connect on the next episode. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.